Listen to Diet Podcast. Listen to Talker Podcast.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 6, recorded on February 23rd, 2008. We're going to jump right in with the tips this episode after a few quick announcements. First, I'm sick. It started with the boy earlier in the week, then my wife got it, and Friday it was my turn. So this will be a shorter podcast this week, and if I sound awful, it's because I feel awful. Second, I wanted to say thank you to Mrs. B for her bumper last week, and for providing the voice clips that I embedded into last week's podcast. And now, on to AT tip number 9. Wait, what? Tip number 9? How do you get tip number 9, Chris? Explain. Yeah, well, see, episode number 1 didn't have a tip. Episodes 2, 3, and 5 all had one tip apiece, and episode number 4 had 5 tips. That equates to 3 tips plus 5 tips equals 8 tips. Ah, thanks for clearing that up. No problem. Now, on to AT tip number 9, Read Please. ReadPlease is a piece of software that is free to download from www.readplease.com. Yeah, that's right, it's free. So go now, download it, and install it. Don't wait, seriously. Hit pause on your MP3 player and go download it. I'll wait. So, what's so cool about ReadPlease? What's all the hubbub? ReadPlease is a text reader slash talking word processor. That is, you can copy and paste text right into it, and it will read it out loud. You can also type right into the program, and it will read it out loud. There is a pay version of the software that gives you some more options, but I recommend you use the free version. I should also mention that, to my knowledge, there is not a Mac version of the software. Oh. Having said that, the following is a list of features and uses of the software ReadPlease. A. It only has 4 voices. Bah? Why is that a good thing? Because students will play for hours if you let them with software that allows them to choose different voices or voice qualities. ReadPlease has 4, so you can let them play with the voices, get that out of their systems, and then move on to actual work. The 4 voices have little icons of people who they are supposed to sound like. The 4 icons look like Gina Davis, who is actually Mary.
Hi, my name is Mary and I look like Gina Davis.
Marilyn Monroe, who is actually Marilyn.
Hi, my name is Marilyn and I look like Marilyn Monroe.
The bad guy from Karate Kid Part 2, who's actually Mike.
Hi, my name is Mike and I look like the bad guy from the Karate Kid Part 2.
And generic businessman extraordinaire, who is actually Sam.
Hi, my name is Sam and I look like a hotshot business guy.
B. It's free. Right, I mentioned that already. Why is that so important? Because you can download it everywhere, and for students who have computers at home, they can use it at home as well. Pre-reading activities, post-reading activities, whatever, students and parents can use it at home. C. It highlights as it reads. In that way, students can visually track along with what they hear. You can change the highlighting colors by going to the Tools menu and selecting Options. D. A slide bar for rate of speech. Students can use the slide bar to pick a speed at which the text is read between 10 and minus 10. In my opinion, minus 10 still isn't as slow as I'd like, but hey, it's a free piece of software. E. Reading fluency activities. I've seen some teachers use ReadPlease as a reading fluency tool, where students mute the speakers, but read along with the words as they are being highlighted. It is pretty reinforcing for the students to see that they started out at a negative 10 reading speed and moved up to a negative 8 or a negative 6 reading speed later in the year. F. Font size slide bar. Below the speed bar is a font size slide bar. You can scale the font size up and down using this slide bar, making it useful for students with low vision. G. The default screen that appears when you open ReadPlease is the instruction screen. This means that you can play the green play button and hear the instructions read out loud to you. This is nifty for those who forget how to use the software. You can change the default screen to open a file. In that way, you can eliminate navigation or copy and paste errors by setting ReadPlease to open a specific document you want the students to work on. H. Editing checklist activity. Most teachers, when teaching the writing process, have some sort of checklist they encourage students to use. Checking spelling, checking punctuation, etc. You know, that sort of thing. One additional check, maybe the final check, could be to listen to the document. Many times, students, heck, even adults, heck, even me, will be writing and leave out small words. When you read them over, your brain fills them in even though they aren't there. Listening to the document might help students hear things that sound weird. Have a listen to this sentence. The ferret went sleep on the bed. I could read that sentence in my head 3 times, and each time my brain might fill in the missing word too. When I listen to it in read, please, voila, I catch it immediately. I. Listening to content. Websites, documents, whatever. If it can be copied and pasted, read, please, will read it out loud. This is a huge tool to help differentiate instruction. For students who have difficulty reading test questions or instructions, or just reading anything in general, they can listen to it in read, please. J. What's this word? Strategy. As a student reads a passage, if they get stuck on decoding just one word, they could copy and paste that word into read, please, to help them figure out what that word is. K. Second language voices. You can download additional voices in different languages. ReadPlease is not a translator program, but it will read text in a foreign language. That is, if you had some text in Spanish and tried to read it with the American English voices, it would sound awkward. Something like this.
Why Devil and Potter D much a gent culo habia Idaho soccer.
But if you download the Spanish voices, then it would sound appropriate. Something like this.
Y dejele el poder de mucha gente que lo había ido a socorrer.
There is a male and female voice for British English, Dutch, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish available for download. I'm sure there are even more uses for Read Please, but this is just my attempt to highlight some of the aspects you might find useful. I'll have the link to Read Please up on the www.attipscast.wordpress.com site. Please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com to let me know your thoughts and opinions on the format change or anything else you'd like to share. I mentioned this last episode, but if you know a student who is having some difficulty meeting their educational goals and you'd like to discuss some strategies, I'd love to hear from you. I think a Q&A sort of segment would be a fun and useful addition to the show. That about wraps it up for this week's episode. If you have an effective strategy, a story of successful technology integration, ideas for segments to the show, comments, questions, or really anything at all, please send me an email or voicemail at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive and all your strategies be supportive.